This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey there, fellow patriots. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm your guest host, Liz Matori. Feel free to follow me at Liz Matori, which is LizMatory, on Facebook and Twitter. So thank you so much to Kevin for this awesome opportunity. I think I'm going to be regular. I'm going to be your Friday host for the next several Fridays. So definitely looking forward to this amazing opportunity. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Kevin again. And of course to the listeners. I know that, you know, we have different perspectives, but all the more reason we've got to, you know, speak up for what we believe in. And this is a wonderful opportunity to make sure that we have more diversified voices. Before we get into a lot of information that has happened over the last week, I wanted to remind us about Baltimore. As I had mentioned before, last week I'm in Maryland. Baltimore is our major city here. And if you want to, you know, see and monitor what's going on in Baltimore, just go to homicides.news.baltimoresun.com. There is a actual map that you can sort of tally how many homicides happen in the city of Baltimore. So in light of all of this wonderful protesting and newfound social activism that everyone seems to have identified over the last year and a half, I just want to remind them that we've had a lot of problems, especially in our urban communities, and we're quite frankly sick and tired of business as usual, because business as usual gets you to what? 21 homicides in the last 30 days as of today. 19 of them are from shootings. 62 in the last 3 months. One of those was someone under the age of 18. 56 of those are shootings. 144 in the last 6 months. And again, that's 130 from, yes, shootings. Three of those shootings were of people that were under the age of 18. Let's try 2017, which was recorded as the most violent year of recent history in Baltimore. 9 children were killed by gun violence, and in 2017, 91 of them that passed away between the ages of 18 and 25. Let's go to 2016. Only within, you know, the last 2 years, 2016, there were 318 homicides, and 8 of those were children. So between 2016 and 17, in the first 3 months of this year, 2018, if you add 8 plus 9 plus 3, you get 20 children who have been killed by what we actually know as gun violence, and they've lost their lives to the actual guns on the street. All of those illegal weapons that are literally dropped in neighborhoods. So what do? So we can exterminate each other. We have to be a lot more honest about what's going on, and quite frankly, I know I'm sick and tired of it. When I saw firsthand the degradation of my community in Washington, you know, as an adult, if you will, putting two and two together, as I had mentioned to you in last week, you know, no more government, especially Democrat-led government, will find any of the solutions. If anything, they have, let's say, in Baltimore, they have been in control this whole time. Theodore McKeldin was the last Republican mayor. That was 1963 to 1967. And so from 1967 until now, there have only been Democrats who have governed, if you will, in the city of Baltimore. I have to put an asterisk on that as well, because one of my mentors is Mayor Kurt Schmoke. He is a three-term mayor in the 80s and 90s of Baltimore. He was also a rather unconventional mayor. He tried a lot of innovative solutions to try to attack and thwart the violence and the degradation of his actually community. He's actually a Baltimore native. And, you know, he actually still is very active in the city, and he's doing his part. And I know for a fact, if anything, I could kind of, you know, put an asterisk on the fact that there are some good Democrats still out there, and I would include him as one of them. So we are going to see a lot of these flecks of, again, newfound social justice warriors that have really degraded the actual concept of social justice. As a Howard grad, you know, I take social justice and criminal justice reform and, you know, civil liberties and civil rights extremely seriously. It is a part of my legacy. It's a part of all of our legacies, if you will. But right now, right here, we have a bastardization of our own history, and we need to really identify it for what it is. And I'll talk more about what the progressives are doing, not only to our children, but to our psyche and to our social sort of fabric. Then they've got to stop. And what we can do here on the conservative side is speak up for our principles, absolutely, but also call these people out. You know, like, how many times have you been called a racist, or you don't know, or you're ignorant, or, you know, all these different things we could talk about. We're actually going to close out our show on your favorite gal, Hillary Clinton. But, you know, it's not just one or the other. It's all of these people who, quite frankly, they have a lot of issues on their hands. And they don't speak for us. They obviously aren't doing anything when it is really needed the most. So, you know, I mean, they can continue to do whatever they want, but we know that they're fake, and we have to continuously, constantly call them out on their fakeness. If they really, really, truly cared about gun violence, actual gun violence, we wouldn't have had the most violent year in Baltimore to date in recent history. So, as I said, let's start on the facts. Let's start on reality instead of the fabrication, instead of the, you know, fabricated events that they want to, you know, coax our young people into thinking that they have this, again, newfound, you know, understanding of the world. These problems have been here for quite some time, and the ones that you have identified are not the real issues. Yes, people have issues. Yes, people are shooting up people, but I would argue they're being allowed to shoot and to maim and to kill. I know that's a lot to handle right off the bat, but I just wanted to speak my truth. We'll hit you back in a moment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's Alfie's results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio show.
And welcome back, fellow patriots. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm your guest host, Liz Matori. Feel free to follow me at LizMatori.com, LizMatori, on Facebook and Twitter. So yeah, I'm a little upset. I'm a little angry. You can say that. You know, it's just, I just get so irked and or angered by, you know, what is going on in our society. And it's not what they actually want us to think. Case in point, as I said, I'm in Maryland. Our capital here is Annapolis. And on Tuesday, I went with a bunch of my friends and fellow Republicans over to Annapolis, the state house, to testify against sanctuary states. We'll talk about the sanctuary states in a moment. But, you know, if you really want to see how bad society has gotten, please, please, please go to your state house and listen to some of the testimony and the laws that are trying to be passed. Just sit in the Judiciary Committee just for one afternoon. Sit there and kind of hear what laws they're trying to pass. So we were sitting there, you know, waiting for our turn to testify against sanctuary states, because they're trying to obviously make Maryland a sanctuary state. We're sitting there, and, you know, there are a bunch of people coming in and out, and, obviously they're like typical laws, like they want to pass automatic expungement, or, you know, there's issues in reference to, women pregnancy when they're, locked up or what have you. But one that really, really hit my conscience was basically there were about 7 or 8 people who testified to basically, for all intents and purposes, to legislate fatherhood. That's basically what they were asking. There were a lot of, as I said, issues around violence, and there was even a delegate who introduced a law for, or a bill, to address the violence and the assault on teachers. But this panel really talked about how, children in Maryland apparently, allegedly, have really bad anger issues that they bring into schools. And so instead of, addressing the family situation or, identifying the fact that, yes, three generations of generational poverty have devastated our society and our community, they instead are like, okay, well, we need laws now to teach our young children, especially our young boys, how to deal with their anger. And, I'm new to this whole, conservative thing and all, but for me, I personally think that's like literally the definition of a nanny state. I mean, we're at that point now, people. I don't know if you, I know you know, as Kevin Jackson listeners, you know that, but please let your friends know that it's gotten horrendously bad. And again, when you're someone like me who has been involved for quite some time and you see like all these things happening real time and you're like, that's not right, that can't be sustainable, what can we do to fix this? Making laws for fatherhood, literally to basically replace government as father, is just wrong on so many levels. And, why is our first option to go to government to fix this? And I know that there, I'm not taking away from the activism and the, altruism that a lot of folks have had, but I definitely am worried about, why are we turning to the government to make this work? Why aren't we turning back to ourselves? Why aren't we turning back to, our own personal responsibility? And oh yeah, why don't we slow down and not have all these children when we don't even know how to take care of ourselves? I know that's a controversial statement, but kid you not. You know, and I know, that people are doing way too much extracurricular activities that they really aren't taking care of their business. Especially if you're, I remember, when I was younger, I always talk about my dad. He actually grew up in East St. Louis. He was born in East St. Louis and grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, when his mother passed, and then moved back to East St. Louis. And so, he'd always talked about how, life is always going to come at you in different ways. And, he was from a community that was a black community. It was struggling. They had some economy, but it was, unfortunately, it's been lost and it's been devastated since. But, he said that he had fallen in love with his girlfriend or somehow, and he had an option. He could have stayed back in East St. Louis, but he decided and had an opportunity to go to college and move to the District of Columbia, to come to Howard, and that's the reason why my family's here in Washington, in the D.C. area. But, those decisions, those, life decisions have been around since the beginning of time. And when is it and when was it that, we as a community, as a family, as society, as individuals, have given up and sort of left that possibility behind? Yeah. Our answer is, yeah, when the 60s occurred and our affiliation from one party to the other switched, and what is that now? 60 years of lies and, you know, manipulation and mistreatment and miseducation have devastated our society to a point where, yeah, now you need laws in order to address anger management issues for young, not only black boys, but also black girls too. Oh, and by the way, you have an inundation of, you know, illegals now that, you know, actually now in this place like Prince George's County, they get their own schools because there's so many of them. I mean, are you kidding me? And oh, by the way, the schools are now degraded, and so the people who want to send their children to public school, you know, they want to take their kids out because they don't want their kids to deal with, you know, kids who have anger management issues because they have family issues, because they might have nutrition issues, because they might have prenatal issues. They want to take their kids out, but oh, guess what? They can't afford private school because private school is so astronomically expensive. So who's left to deal with it? It's the average citizens, ordinary individuals, you and me, everyone else, that whether it's through their taxpayers' dollars or by their lives, we are paying for the problems of our society. What are we going to do about it? We have to be a lot more vigilant, a lot more vocal as conservatives, because we are literally the only hope that we have left. So we're going to take another break and we'll hit you back, but we've got a lot of hard work ahead of us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey there, fellow patriots. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm your guest host, Liz Matori. Feel free to follow me at Liz Matori on Facebook and Twitter. So, if you haven't noticed, progressives really don't want us to progress. All of this, whether it's statistics that I mentioned about Baltimore, or, you know, why and how bad our society is to a point where we're creating laws in order for the government to serve as parent, and specifically father. Yeah, all of the stuff that we're seeing, and you know this, but we just have to reiterate it once again, still relates to the election. I'm specifically talking about the iterations that we're seeing, where it's the kids walking out of school, and oh, by the way, remember when you were in school, if you missed a day, you would be in trouble. Like, you'd be behind in your work. I could not stand missing school. And mind you, I'm a super nerd, and maybe you are too. But, you know, it took you like a week to get back to whatever you were studying. So you're literally, I think in our area, actually, this is the second time that the kids have walked out. So, yeah, we're paying for their education, especially the public school kids. And, you know, they're walking out because, again, it's a fabricated event. This is ridiculous. Who are these parents, you know? Oh, well, by the way, I think they're the parents of either, I don't know, I'm trying to figure it out. They're not the, like, hippie kids, but they're definitely, what, the Gen Xers kids? I don't know, maybe the Gen X kids, like, didn't have enough, like, going on when they were kids, and now they are, like, have lost control of their own children. I don't mean to talk about people's parents, but at the end of the day, like, if you're allowing your child to walk out of school, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot more things that they could be doing, like learning. They could be learning history. They could be learning physics. They could be learning math. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're slipping on that when it comes to math and technology and science. Talk about competition. There's a lot more things that children, students, need to be focused on in order for them to have a brighter future. But, you know, I digress. So, yeah, let's go back to these progressives that don't want us to progress, okay? We're talking about, as you know, an election that they never, ever, ever considered to turn out the way that they did. And, yeah, we're keeping Hillary for later. But, this whole resistance movement, again, I live in the area that they plan these resistance things. Yes, they're around the country, but yeah, Montgomery County, D.C. is the epicenter of it. you know, my congressman, even though he's a congressman, his mission in life is to impeach our president. I mean, they are not hiding their agenda. Their agenda is what they call it. It is to resist. And, you know, the weird thing is that they're willing to do anything. And we're seeing it firsthand. Anything that can take away from not only the credibility of our president, but, yeah, our own credibility as American citizens, the other half of the country that voted for our president. Oh, so many people now, even though they didn't vote for him, now support him because of the stuff that he's actually doing. He's actually, what they say, keeping his promises. Mind you, there's some things that I don't really care for, like the whole elephant trophy stuff. I could totally do without that. But at the end of the day, most of the things, especially when it comes to economic sustainability and growth, oh my goodness, that is the one thing that they cannot stand. And how sick and sad is this? The moment that people started getting bonuses and, you know, $1,000 of what chump change in their pocket, not chump change in my world, I don't know about yours, literally they're turning it up a notch. This is how bad it is. They do not want us to be comfortable, folks. They do not want America to succeed. Do we have to go back to, you know, the State of the Union address? Remember that? Where they were sitting on their hands every single time. Like, they didn't stand up. I think they stood up for one patriot. Everybody else, everything else, they couldn't even stand up for themselves. I mean, these people are, like, out of control. And these are just our electeds. We're talking about it seeping down into the psyche of our own children. That, you know, the moment that you feel a little comfort, you know, like, we've had it rough, I mean, relatively speaking, for the last 10 years, you know, and all of that goes back to, you know, this, again, the fabricating of crises. We had the economic downturn, well, two actually, after September 11th, and then after, again, in 2008, 2009, the mortgage crisis. This generation of folks, I'm included in it, didn't get to, you know, attain the level of success that we were supposed to, you know. So just case in point, I graduated from college in 2002, right after September 11th. I was in New York, so that was devastating for everyone, particularly the people who live there, like myself. So our class, most of us didn't have work when we graduated from college, even at a place like Columbia. Same thing happened in law school where, you know, I'm part of the lost generation of lawyers. You know, we finished in 2006. A lot of my friends went into, you know, law firms, and they were first ones fired. And still to this day, most of them never achieved law, the practice of law, or what have you. So we're not just talking about the bottom rungs of society, folks. We're talking about most of them. And so the young people, particularly the ones that are, what, under the age of, what, 25, they've been surrounded by less than ideal economic situations, comparatively speaking. And so they're a lot more susceptible to, you know, radicalization, to be honest. The next segment, I'll definitely talk more about the actual rules for radicals. You know a lot about them, but I think more of us need to know more about them. But again, if you just go by the fact that we have a little bit more breathing room in our families, in our own personal economy, that is a fundamental principle of really the right of the left. You know, anybody who is in a capitalist society who doesn't sort of, you know, lean specifically to the Bernie Sanders crowd. And don't forget, like, we are so myopic, you know. Bernie Sanders is this, what, democratic socialist? He's a socialist. He's not democratic. He's not a Democrat. He wasn't even a Democrat. And he only, you know, registered as a Democrat in order to run in the primary. So we're seeing it throughout the whole Democrat Party, where they're all being primaried by people who are Marxist leftists. They're not, you know, traditional Democrats anymore. As I said before, the Democrat Party is dead. And I don't know how much more we can handle, to be honest, for people to really realize that. And again, like, when we don't have, you know, if anything, like, when you have economic sustainability, especially when it comes to, you know, our capitalist principles, people are a lot more comfortable. You know, a lot of these thefts, a lot of the crime, especially in urban and suburban environments, are crimes of need, meaning of theft, or crimes of, you know, addiction, meaning people are out of work and they're devastated and they, you know, they self-medicate. I mean, we have an opioid crisis, folks. Like, it's not just hip replacement folks that are getting, you know, addicted to opioids. It's the fact that, once again, when the bottom of the economy falls out, you know, the first ones to go, as they say, are the black folks. We all know that. When the economy gets a cold, we get the flu, right? The next chunk are the young folks, the people who are entering into the workplace like I did in the 2000s and the 2010s. And then the next phase is, again, the rest of the family. All of us are connected, and once we've gotten this breathing room that the Republican Party and our president, duly elected president, has given us, oh, guess what? No Democrat voted for this alleviation, if you will. They don't want the Republicans, they don't want the conservatives, they don't want our president to get credit, if you will, for the betterment of society. So they literally are staging, it's going to get worse, they're staging events for people to get uncomfortable and to disrupt the system. Because the whole point, once again, going back to it, this is a part of the resistance movement. Progressives only lie about progress. Moment we have real progress like we're having right now, they are apoplectic. They cannot allow us to be comfortable, because their only way that you're able to actually, as Americans, support people like Bernie Sanders and the like and the ilk is when you're uncomfortable and you don't know where to turn, when you give up on our economy and the like. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll talk more about it in a moment.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, fellow patriots, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. I'm your guest host, Liz Matori. Please follow me at Liz Matori, which is LizMatory. Again, we have to be careful about our young people. Don't forget, the youth have always been manipulated by the left. First time, of course, were the 60s and 70s. I wasn't around for that. Maybe y'all were. And, of course, as we can see now. Again, we always assume that everybody's working with the same rules, morals, and values that we are. But let's face it, we need to know more about them because, you know, we don't really spend that much time with studying. Maybe you guys have, maybe you haven't, but for me, you know, this whole communist radical stuff technically has been very new, and I have to sort of make sure that I understand what they're dealing with and what we're dealing with because, you know, we have to, all intents and purposes, know our enemy. So what do? We go right back to the source. You know Saul Alinsky. I'm not going to give him any more credit than he needs, but, you know, all of it goes back to their own handbook. It's all available online. I mean, everything's available online. You just go look up Rules for Radicals. You get the full text over there. Don't forget, this guy, you know, the mentor of your girl Hillary, wrote this book that I guess they still use to this day. And we have to also remember who they source. So let's listen. It says, "Lest we forget, at least, an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, and history, and who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins, or which is which, the first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer." Isn't that crazy? Dude actually referred to Lucifer. And so this guy goes straight to it in his prologue, and he says that what the present generation wants is what all generations have always wanted, meaning a sense of what the world and life are and a chance to strive for some sort of order. It keeps going on. "The young react to their chaotic world in different ways. Some panic and run, rationalizing that the system is going to collapse anyway of its own rut and corruption." And then he goes on, "For the real radical, doing his thing is to do the social thing for and with people. In a world where everything is so interrelated that one feels helpless to know where or how to grab, hold, and act, defeat sets in. For years, there have been people who found society too overwhelming and have withdrawn, concentrated on doing their own thing." And then he goes on to talk about the organizer and how the organizer works inside the system. "Effective organization is thwarted by the desire for instant and dramatic change, or as I phrase it, as he phrases it elsewhere, the demand for revelation rather than revolution. They confront for confrontation's sake." But we have to remember that men don't like to step abruptly out of their security of familiar experience. They need a bridge to cross from their own experience to a new. A reformation means that masses of people have reached the point of disillusionment with the past ways and values. They're self-defeating and frustrated and hopeless. Now, unfortunately, that just describes half of teenagehood just generally as an adolescent. But if you add not only adolescence to social media, to all of these, again, fabricated events, and the social aspect about cutting class and, you know, mobilizing and taking to the streets, literally, this is what they do. And let's not forget, and the Naked Communists, which I had to look up, they distinctly said to take over the schools, to take over the media, to take over at least one of the parties, to make sure that people question the FBI. All these different things are happening all at once, and it sometimes feels as if it's out of the blue, but it's not out of the blue. It's all by design. This time now, especially after not getting the next 8 years, like they wanted 8 years of Obama and then they totally planned for the next 8 years to be Hillary Clinton. But without those last 8 years of whatever the heck they were trying to do, perhaps to destroy our country, to destroy our society, dismantle it, I don't know. that was thwarted because we voted for someone that they didn't want. Don't forget, they want to get rid of the Electoral College. Remember, Electoral College protects the diversity, as I said before, of our society. Because we have rural communities that are less populated, but they still have equal footing to a place like New York City and Los Angeles. Kid you not, yeah, between New York City, Los Angeles, and like two other states, Hillary Clinton would have won, but you know and I know for a fact that that's not the rest of the United States. So again, you know, what these people do, they go by any means. Any means that they think in order to whatever goal they have, maybe it is to destroy this country, I don't know, at least to definitely control it, absolutely, in a very totalitarian manner. These are the ways that they do it. They attack the children. They are literally attacking our children. Whether it's by the food that they eat, as I said before, communication that they're surrounded by, they're literally short-circuited. I remember one of my friends is a coach, a high school coach, and she was like, oh my gosh, Liz, like, the kids these days, like, are really, they're, like, underdeveloped. And I remember, you know, talking about that, and it's true. It's like, I mean, I don't have kids yet, but I'm around children. And, you know, not necessarily the children I'm around because they have different discipline, but you can observe it. Like, I first saw it, like, when we were on, like, the bus in the city. You know, a lot of kids sort of like, you know, they just get on the bus and get on the metro acting all like whatever they want to act or whatever. And especially around elders, they don't care. There is such a devaluing of community now that, you know, that confusion, that chaos, anyone who wants to take advantage and take over our children, this is the perfect time to do it because they're so disconnected. There's, and then, again, stories out there that says that, you know, social media has literally gotten rid of all forms of actual human interaction. Mind you, that's a kind of extreme case, but, you know, Ben Sasse was talking about how, you know, the connections that we used to have 7 solid connections. Now we're only down to, like, 2 or 3. I've seen it in my own personal life, you know, if anything, that's the reason why I enjoy connecting and, you know, building out the party and connecting with other Republicans and conservatives in the state, specifically the Republican women, because I literally have lost most of my connections that I grew up with because of my political affiliation and definitely because of my support of the president. So I do believe that it's better to kind of get offline, and these kids these days, it's so funny that I feel like a curmudgeon, but you know, they don't interact with each other, and it starts at home. You know, how many people, some people put all their cellular devices into a box while they eat dinner so that they at least have dinner time together. We need togetherness, you know, especially for the children who, you know, have issues at home, even if the kids don't have issues at home. The way that our environment is, it's so impersonal and so in your face that we all have to be more mindful of the children that are in our lives. Even if they're not our own birth children or, you know, cousins or nephews and nieces, we need to be watchful of them because if, again, children, and I say children, I mean anyone really, will be influenced by something, whether it's by, you know, frickin' A, man, Lucifer, this guy said, or, you know, radicals, or communists, or progressives, or leftists, or even their teachers. Unfortunately, the teachers have drank in the Kool-Aid. If they haven't drank the Kool-Aid, maybe they made the Kool-Aid. We're at that time in our lives, in our society, where we can't even trust our own teachers. Why are teachers encouraging kids to break out of school? If not, they were in control in the first place. We have just got to be careful, guys. And we have to watch our kids and connect with them.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.